Hello, Ivy Classical Academy friends and families, and welcome to episode 3 of the Ivy Classical Education Podcast. The past month has been a busy month at Ivy Classical Academy as we prepare for the first day of school on August 7th. Renovations recently began on our elementary school building. That two-story building, located at High Point Town Center, has just over 45,000 square feet of space and will contain more than 30 classrooms for students in kindergarten through fifth grade. We'll also have a media center, a cafeteria, an additional classroom and office space in the same building. The first step in our renovations is removing some of the current fixtures, which is what we're doing right now. We'll then begin to build out our own classroom and office spaces and begin receiving furniture, such as desks and chairs, in July. And there will be plenty of volunteer opportunities at that time as we move and put together all of our new furniture. Once the renovations are completed on that building, by August 1st, the renovations will then begin on our middle school building. We'll be growing one grade level each year, which means that we'll be adding a sixth grade next year and a seventh grade the following year, and so on until we have all grades kindergarten through 12. In the 2025-2026 school year, our current fifth graders will be our first cohort of sixth graders, and we'll move into the middle school building next door to our elementary building. Our middle school building will have about 15 classrooms with about 20,000 square feet of space. We'll also have a dedicated art room and a dedicated music room in the middle school building. We also added 3 additional members to our school leadership team earlier this month. Mr. Vicente is our Dean of Students. He will oversee a school culture of joyful learning, orderliness, and civility. Mrs. Bell joins us as our Dean of Curriculum and Instruction. She'll oversee our teacher professional development and ensure that our teachers are knowledgeable and well-trained in our curriculum and in classical pedagogy. And Mrs. Shira joins us as our Student Services Director. She'll be overseeing our special education and gifted programs and ensuring that we meet the needs of all of our students. We're very excited to have them on board. The month ahead will also see some exciting developments for Ivy Classical Academy. Over the next 3 weeks, our teachers will be flying up to Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, for training in classical education and in the Hillsdale K-12 curriculum. This training will be conducted by professors of Hillsdale College, as well as a team of experienced classical educators. It will include training in classical pedagogy and classroom management, our phonics program called Literacy Essentials, our composition program, IEW, and Singapore math, among other topics. We're looking forward to having our teachers and our leadership team attend this very important training later this month. In our last podcast, I discussed the mission of Ivy Classical Academy and how that mission contains in it both the methods and purposes of a classical education. Each morning at Ivy Classical Academy, after the Pledge of Allegiance, all faculty and students recite the school's mission as a reminder of what we're in the classroom and in our school to accomplish. In addition to our mission, all of our faculty and students also memorize, recite, and frequently refer back to our school's virtues and our school pledge. In this episode of the Ivy Classical Education Podcast, I want to discuss our school's virtues and our school pledge and the role they play in our philosophy of education and the day-to-day life of the school. First, let's talk about the virtues. And the first thing to note when discussing the virtues is that we use the word virtue and not the word value. The reason why we choose one word over the other is that virtue refers to characteristics or habits that are universally applicable. In other words, it doesn't matter whether you, when you live or where you live or what culture you're in, the virtues are activities that are always good. Values, on the other hand, and as the word implies, are more personal. Think of other ways that the word value is used. We use it to refer to the value of an object or the value of a dollar, for example. These values change over time and might differ from person to person. The value of a dollar, as we all know, has gone down over time because of inflation. The value that a precious object like your grandmother's wedding ring holds might be different for you than it is for me. There are many virtues that we could have chosen to emphasize for our students at Ivy Classical, but we chose six specific virtues in order to have a reasonable list from which to draw in our discussions of virtue with students. To compile the list, we relied in part on the research of two psychologists, Chris Peterson at the University of Michigan and Martin Seligman at the University of Pennsylvania. Several decades ago, Peterson and Seligman sought to create a list of personal characteristics, we might call them virtues, that every human culture and society valued. They began by making a list of dozens of potential universal virtues, then began looking across cultures throughout the world and over time to see if any of these were valued by every culture. What they found were six broad categories of virtue that seemed to be universal: wisdom, courage, humanity, justice, temperance, and transcendence. We have, to some extent, drawn on these six categories discovered by Peterson and Seligman in our own choice of school virtues. The Ivy Classical Academy virtues are wisdom, justice, temperance, courage, compassion, and wonder. For each of them, we've written an affirmation that students will learn and refer back to over the course of the school year. For wisdom, I will make well-thought-out decisions before acting. For justice, I will treat everyone with fairness and respect that they deserve. Temperance, I will exercise self-control in all of my actions. Courage, I will do the right thing, even when it's unpopular or difficult. Compassion, I will treat everyone with kindness. And wonder, I will strive for excellence with joy and gratitude. These virtues are not a system of discipline or yet another thing to add to the report card. Instead, they're the habits that we hope to form in our children so that these become the characteristics that they possess as they grow and mature. In his Nicomachean Ethics, which our students will read in 11th grade, the ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle talks about how a person becomes virtuous. They have to be trained in the virtues from childhood, he writes, and taught to recognize and practice positive behaviors. Through frequent repetition, these activities become habits, and these habits, in turn, shape our character, the kind of person we are, naturally and spontaneously. If we want to be a compassionate person, for instance, we need to be shown what kindness looks like and practice kindness until it becomes a habit. At Ivy Classical Academy, we'll help our students form these habits of virtue by talking about the virtues with them, having faculty members who model virtuous behavior, relating the virtues to what our students are learning about in the curriculum, and presenting students with opportunities to practice these virtues. We also begin each day with our school pledge: I will learn the true, I will do the good, I will love the beautiful. Our school pledge is, of course, closely related to our virtues and refers back to the thought of another ancient Greek philosopher, the teacher of Aristotle, who was Plato, and who identified truth, goodness, and beauty as three things that are universal and objective. Our students pledge to learn what is true, and we help them to put that into practice through the curriculum, through learning the fascinating facts of mathematics, the story of the world in history, the nature of the world in science, and so on. Our students pledge to do what is good, that is, to try to put the virtues into practice. And finally, Ivy Classical Academy students pledge to love the beautiful. That is, we want our students to be able to recognize and appreciate beautiful things. There are poems and pieces of music or paintings or things that we see or hear in nature that are beautiful. And we want our students to be exposed to these things, to be able to notice them and to enjoy them when they come across them. We help them to recognize and appreciate beauty by doing things like exploring nature in science, memorizing great works of poetry together, musical performances, making art, and theater performances. Our virtues and our school pledge both speak to the kind of education we seek to provide our students at Ivy Classical Academy and to the sort of people we want our students to become. People that are virtuous because they are thoughtful, kind, and fair to others, self-controlled and courageous, and who are filled with a sense of gratitude, joy, and wonder.